And this is the Nick Myself Hours, your boy Nick Myself Timber. Here, my man Facey.
Yo.
What's good, bro?
What's good, man?
Gotta have my man in the building, you know what I'm saying? Got one of the youngest in the game, you know what I'm saying, doing his thing or whatever. So I'm glad to have him here. While we here, all my YouTube subscribers, appreciate y'all. We at 75. Good number, good solid number. You know what I'm saying? So let's big it up, try and get that 100. You know what I mean? So let's try to do that. Y'all showed out for CERN. CERN got some good, decent numbers or whatever. So let's keep that up. Also, just to let y'all know, this is the Nick Myself Hour presented to you by Freedom Train Radio. Shouts out to Joe. Shouts out to Pat. You can check out this podcast and all other podcasts on the Freedom Train Radio at freedomtrainradio.com. So y'all make sure to check that out. Check this out, including the other 34 episodes that we got set up. And also to the other podcasts. You got The Fix, which is the sports podcast. You got the Freedom Train Radio podcast with Joe and Pat. They have guests on there. So, yeah. Trying to do our thing. Matter of fact, shoot, if you want to do a podcast, you know what I'm saying? Most of the podcasts on the website is Afrocentric. So if you got some ideas, you know what I'm saying, holler at your boy, can get you in contact with them boys and we can set that up. What else we got? Yeah. As far as YouTube, like, subscribe, share, let people know. As far as the podcast goes, you can find a podcast on anywhere you can listen to podcasts, or that's iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, any other podcast holder. I know for me, I think Google has like their own podcast like app now, not just Google Play. I've been listening to that.
Beat the hell out of me.
Yeah, it's been.
I have no idea.
Yo, it's been dope. It's been real dope. They got some dope podcasts on there. You can find, matter of fact, you can go on there and not only find the new Enigma Stuff Hours, you can find the old Enigma Stuff. I don't know how they did that.
Oh, like the 08?
Yeah, the 08s and the 09s. Like, I put, I'm Bang. I'm a Libra. Don't worry about it. So, I put in the Enigma Stuff Hours looking for my own shit. I'm expecting to see these episodes with Freedom Train Radio. And that's the episodes I did on Blog Talk Radio.
Gotcha.
I'm like, right. Like, hey, y'all been passing my royalty check using my my material. Also, I expect her to be here, but she out here being fast. But I have to give a big happy birthday to my mother, Rachel L. Nicholson. Yeah, y'all clap up.
Happy birthday, mama.
Yo, she's still here, man. I'm happy about that. 660. Like I said, she's in town. She's supposed to be here. Matter of fact, you're watching it live. If you hear the door knock, it's her. So that's what's going to happen. But yeah, man, happy birthday to her. And so proud of you. Love you, mama. This is another announcement. Shout out to my man Jamal Steele. He just dropped a project today. You can just search Jamal Steele and check that out. So because of that, the first track I'm going to play is going to be his. He shot me this about a couple months ago. It's on a project called Spark the Revolution. So we're going to play that, and then we'll be right back with the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.
You know, two left, one mind, about to bring it to you. Yeah. You know, revolution. Check it.
Out and cried, Philando complied. Korean fought like a soldier, yet all of them died. My fist raised in defiance in front of their eyes. For this day, I will not fall for none of their lies. I see in them no concern for none of our lives, which made my position pivotal, cause the current condition is critical, even from my own. But these whiplots and ruckuses on our team I can't condone. I'm a rebel with a cause that mere mortals won't handle. Freedom's unseen, but the hope I hold is substantial. Dictating the work of our people people, your place a limit. My freedom was in the mimic, your freedom it wasn't given. So spare me that all men created equal, you're delivering. Cause even my constituents are privy to the difference. Within every sentence, revolution's heavily driven. Silence sublime, over two live, one mind rhythm.
Revolution was a movie, I be theme music. Time to ignite, what I spit is vital fluid. Stepping into it, fist raised, such a glorious design. Marching into the biggest fight of our lives. If revolution was a movie, I be theme music. Time to ignite, what I spit is vital fluid. Stepping into it, fist raised, such a glorious design. Marching into the biggest fight of our lives. Time to spoil the revolution.
My ancestors' wildest dreams personified. I pray Abernathy's legacy is honored right. The greatest antidote for the cancer was plans they wrote. First and foremost, it's the grammar that these men I spoke to you. Bathing on the power and the truth. Hope it compels most to excel in all they do. To prevail through what constantly ails. Our tribe of activists repping the diaspora. Who they feel their masters are. No longer will we answer to these savages. Conducting evil standards and practices. Failing to even cancel us through the fires of Ferguson. We fought those who challenge us and managed to not get seared. So we scoff at fear. Victories at our feet. And we don't lose often. Cut from a different texture. Pure Egyptian cotton. So when you speak our name, respect remains engraved in every syllable. This ain't gonna stop, so we just gon' continue.
If revolution was a movie, I'd be theme music. Time to ignite, what I spit is vital fluid. Stepping into it, fist raised, such a glorious design. Marching into the biggest fight of our lives. If revolution was a movie, I'd be theme music. Time to ignite, what I spit is vital fluid. Stepping into it, fist raised, such a glorious design. Marching into the biggest fight of our lives. Time to spoil the revolution.
We also have to get to the point where there are going to be some moments where love and kindness isn't always going to be the answer. Jesus, as loving and as kind as he was, as the mother of the temple, great vulnerable, why it wasn't so much of anger and frustration, it was more so of this is something that I believe so much in, that you are destroying, that you are tainting the sanctity of what it is that I believe.
All right, we're back. This is the Enigma Self. I was for Enigma Self here with my man Facey. You know what I'm saying? Papa Face.
Papa motherfucker.
Ladies, if you need a place to sit.
Oh,
no. Hey, I'm out the game. I hand it to the youngest. Now.
My name is Facey for a reason, I guess.
Hey.
He said it, ain't he?
The ladies, y'all can find out if you like. yeah, let's get into it, man. Again, that was my man Jamal Steele, who was part of the revolution of Search Jamal Steele on the streaming app to support my bro. You know what I'm saying? Out there, I think he in Pensacola, representing the 850. So yeah, get into some of the news of the day. Actually, like I said, I was looking over my old notes because I was scrambling trying to get the show together. Let y'all know I'm freestyling. Normally I have like my junk set up. Tonight we freestyle.
Yeah, we off the dome, bitch.
Off the dome. Oh, false. But yo, I talked about it last week, but now that you're here, now we can get your take.
All right.
So, well, you know, we had this submissive sound joint. So Dr. Lisa had the joint set up at the junction. I performed with my man JC, Tarif Knockout, you know what I'm saying, my man Sincere, a bunch of other people. I told y'all about this last week. I also told y'all about this. Sounds like King Red. I also told y'all about the cipher that we had. And during the cipher, so Facey gets up and just doing his thing. Facey just chilling, spitting rhymes. My man Matt. Shout out to Matt, Ray Bitt, no matter Ray over here, I think it's Mate. Okay. So, Matt decides He's just rapping. We think of everything all kosher, everybody fine. But Matt, like, rap, face be like this, man, with the mic, like, hey, bro. Like, wait, dude, what?
This dude, whole ass, tried to battle me. Like,
right.
I ain't facey.
Right.
I don't know where it came from. I don't know where the energy came from. Everybody up there just...
Everybody just vibing.
And out of nowhere, literally out of buttfuck Egypt, he wanted to try to whole ass battle me on this stage. When I say my whole demeanor changed and I had to go in.
Right.
Bro.
But what's crazy is, and Matt, if you're watching or if you're listening, if I'm wrong, or if I'm, well, pretty sure I'm right. He's a Christian rapper. That was what that was what was super crazy. That's what I was bugging.
Yeah.
Like, bro, how you gonna battle and you can't even curse, bro? That was what was crazy. You was like, man, fuck that. I was like, yeah, Matt can't come with that same minute. Like,
man.
He probably could. I wouldn't judge him. But
he got to a point where I had two mics in my hands.
Right.
I was like, nah, you ain't about to give me one of these.
So
it's crazy.
So that one was even more crazy about it was that Matt is a Christian rapper. So you think most Christian rappers, they try to be, you know, they
come with it.
Yeah, they chill. No, he tried to come with the bars.
And man, Christian's crazy.
yeah. I'm one of them. Yeah.
I'm just going to say that.
I can't even front. We out here.
But hey, everybody in there, man.
Well, yeah, it was, man.
The thing is, he came up to me after the show, though. After he was like, yeah, man, you know what's all love, whatever. Man, nah.
Right, to come
out. You need to let me know when you're right about to do that. I'm on this stage. I drink. I'm already on this stage feeling myself.
Right.
This ain't even time to come to me like
that. That joke's bugged out,
I'm coming with bars.
Right.
Every time. I don't care if I'm freestyling.
Right.
You're going to get all this work. What you said my name for? It was highly unnecessary.
Yo, it was crazy.
Shout out to Matt, though.
Yo, shout out to Matt, man. Matt cool. Yeah, that was what?
Yeah, that was something.
That made my year so far. I was like, what in the world? All right, so we get more serious stuff. But I ain't gonna get that first. I'll leave that. We'll get light, then get heavier on the way. We were talking about earlier. So I told y'all last week about Lil Nas X and his country song, Old Town Road. I think I said Old Country Road last episode.
What?
Old Town Road. Y'all can't tell me nothing. So, of course, Billboard decided to kick it off the Hot Country 100.
Bullshit.
You know, exactly. So, apparently, you know what I'm saying, some connection somewhere, Miley Cyrus must have heard somewhere and told her daddy about it. So, Billy Ray Cyrus made a remix of the song, jumped on it, and now it got put out today or whatever.
It's going up. Already a million views on YouTube.
Boom.
So, he already got that bad.
Right.
And the Billboard, at this point, the Billboard ain't even got a choice. But
they
got
to put it back up there. Right.
You got a co-star from Billy Ray.
Billy Ray,
come
bro.
On now.
But also, what I told Faces is, what tripped me out, because I'm a nerd.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yo, get credit. Let me see who else going to get paid
right?
I found out that Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails, at least co-produced. Well, I'm pretty sure what probably happened was when Billy Ray did his vocals, Trent probably was in there and engineered it or whatever and made it cleaner. But so not only you got Billy Ray Cyrus on there, but you got Trent Reznor. That's super big. Right.
This is legit a country song.
Right.
And nobody can take that from that man.
Right.
It may be a different genre. Like, it's not
trap country.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
He called it country trap. And really, Young Thug kind of started that wave.
Yeah.
But
he gave Young Thug props on that.
He did. But he pretty much it should be on both. It should be on both charts.
Right. Yeah.
It's hip hop.
But some do that. You know what I'm saying? You
got songs especially in this generation though.
Right.
All the music is merging, bro.
Right. My thing is, and even though I think Buddy is a plant and I don't really fuck with him that heavy. But I mean, Post Malone is sitting around talking about what he do is not rap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When clearly he used elements of it.
Right.
Why can't You know what I'm saying? Lil Nas X.
Exactly.
Do the same thing.
They expect us to accept when they put somebody here.
Like, right.
And just accept all of that stuff. But when we breach over, it's a different story.
Right. And that's
because we're trying to change the game.
And it's crazy to think that that type of shit happened in 2019.
I'm thinking something even crazier. It's crazy that they think they made country.
Right, bro.
Because
that's a word. Right.
We invented all of this in the first place.
Bro.
This is our sound. So when we innovate it, y'all ain't got no choice but to follow regardless.
Exactly.
Regardless.
That's what kind of tripped me out, because it's really like, it's kind of like this thing of, oh, this is ours. Like you said, no, the banjo is a instrument that its origin is in Africa.
Exactly.
And that's what bluegrass, all that shit, that's African, that's African trait. That's coming from the motherland. So no, every American art form we've created. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, get the fuck out of here. Shout out to granted, the song is cheesy as hell.
That shit
ride. Like, it's fancy as fuck. I give him that. Do I think Lil Nas X is going to be the greatest country singer of all time? Probably not. There ain't no telling.
That's a thing, though. He ain't even a country star. He got different lanes. That's just what happened to Pop.
Right.
Because he make, like, I follow him on Twitter and stuff, and he dropped little snippets of the songs he's doing. They're not country songs.
Right.
Not at all. So, he's just breaching lanes.
He is going there. Okay.
Yeah. And ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I'm glad that it did put a light on the industry and how it's still gonna be as racist, racist as fuck.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And then the fact that he did get people, you know what I'm saying, shout out to Billy Ray, shout out to Trent Reznor and anybody else that got behind him and said, we ain't gonna go for this bullshit.
Go.
You know what I mean? So I'm proud of this song, for that fact. Right. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's the best song of all time.
Nah, but it's definitely a mark in history.
Yeah. Exactly.
He definitely opened up a whole different floodgate with this one, too.
Right.
Yeah.
So hopefully, people follow along. Shoot. And then also, I think I talked about this last episode. Like, I don't see no difference between what he did with even just adding the trap beat and versus something like Florida Georgia Line to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they put in elements of hip-hop and they're mixing certain beats or drum lines and they shit. So
hip-hop is the most popular music and stuff today.
Right.
So it's in elements of all music.
Right.
And the fact that it breached the country isn't a surprise.
Right.
At all.
They just scared. It's but we here. The niggas are here. What you gonna do? Scary ass. All right. But no, now we're gonna get to more serious news, which really isn't like news. I'm surprised it even popped up. Shout out to my man Jabron for putting me on. But apparently, I guess, I can't think of him. Kodak Black was officially charged with rape. They charged. I know he got arrested back in 2016, which was a lot of surprise for me. Cause I thought he had got off. I thought they had cleared him or whatever. He was arrested in 2016. They finally charged him today or whatever. But he probably won't go to trial until the fall or late summer.
Months.
Yeah, so he got time to try to get his money up or whatever. I don't know. It's kind of, I didn't say it's kind of, but it's
Trouble.
Yeah, and I think he's been low-key doing that. You know, he's been trolling.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, when headphones is, headphones is transgendered or whatever.
Yeah.
We were talking about that. So he was talking about how Kodak was trying to, get at Young M.A.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, what you doing? Like, that and her forte.
I said, first off, Young M.A. a whole nother nigga out here.
Right. Like, why do you... even though I can see you imagining, hey, underneath,
probably hit you in your shit.
No. Headphones was like, nah, well, probably happened is Kodak wouldn't be the... I mean, Young M.A. wouldn't be the one taking dick that night. That shit didn't go down. That's why I don't know what happened. It won't be Young M.A. taking dick that night. Hey, nigga, better watch out. She no real killer, nigga. Yeah. So, but regardless, like I said, he got charged or whatever, so you're probably facing trial. I feel kind of not bad, but to me it's one of the cases where, not in the sense of I'm thinking Kodak should be canceled yet, but this seems like one of the cases where women are not just women but victims of rape when they speak of situations which it may not, people don't want to believe or whatever. Mm-hmm. Because if you look at it from the face of it, it looked like he just caught a groupie mm-hmm. in a hotel room, smashed, gave her a couple of hickeys, yeah. and then she went and called rape.
Because
the idea is, she said she went in there, he pushed her down on the bed, and he pushed her on the floor. He bit her breast, he bit her neck, and assaulted her.
No, reality, no, I don't know what the fuck happened because we weren't there.
Right.
But at the same time, like I said, this one, this nigga weirdo.
Yeah. Like I said, all this stuff he been doing don't make...
like he don't be on Molly and shit.
Right.
He's expressed that in his right. music. So, like I said, nobody went there. We don't know what the hell happened. But I hope he has a... He grows from it, gains a better understanding, a different mindset for one, right. because... To not even put yourself in a position with
that's what I just don't understand with like especially with even athletes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because with athletes, your body is how you get paid.
I say that's your money maker.
So why are you putting yourself either in a situation where you haven't you got groupies around you where they can fuck up your money by just doing stupid shit like a buddy from Kansas City,
yeah.
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? White girls calling all kind of niggas and shit.
Right.
But on the camera all you see is him going
yeah.
after her.
The dude who got his whole college career fucked up and had to sit in jail and then turned out to be innocent.
Right, right. But it's just like...
You can't even put yourself in that position.
Yeah, why put yourself in that position when you got so much riding on you? Yes, you yourself and your body. But yeah, then time and time again, like, hell, see what happens... Well, I can't even say see what happened to Mike Tyson, but it makes me like giving... cadence to, or saying that the story that the lady that he supposedly assaulted isn't true. But if you see, rather if you believe Mike Tyson did rape somebody, rather if you believe or not that Tupac raped somebody, those are in the late, early 90s are situations of, you know, entertainers who, just because they was in a situation they got in trouble.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Where you, like you said, we don't know.
Yeah.
So it's like, why now, some 30 years later, people still putting themselves in that situation?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Where it could even be a question. Because, I mean, with Kodak, like, to me, I can see on one end, like, it's just, you know, she got there, they started doing whatever, and yeah. now it's like, oh, shoot. You know, I thought she just wanted to do it, versus she could be like, no, I didn't want to do it. And it looked like she could even say that. Like, she was with it at first, and then she changed her mind in the middle. He kept going, and if that's the case, that's rape, nigga.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Springtime? What's up, girl? I see you. Where that baby at?
Come on, Beulah.
That baby better not be, with Amber. I'm snitching.
She don't like when I call her baby
Beulah. Beulah, what the? Come fight this man. I'll take my address. Come fight him. All right, so, of course, we're going to go ahead and get into the news of the week. Unless you've been, see, that ain't my baby name. I don't even know your baby name. That's baby Springtime, aka Amber, babysitter of Amber. Yeah, I work with Springtime sister.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She be at work doing her makeup while she on the phone. I'm dropping it. Ooh, I'm getting in trouble. Ain't nobody from Revenue watching this. But no, let me get to the serious news. Of course, unless you've been sleeping under a rock or not been on the internet, unfortunately, we lost a soldier in hip hop with Nipsey Hussle in California, in LA, and in his hometown, in the hood. Unfortunately,
worse,
you know what I'm saying? Fuck nigga alert, you know what I'm saying? Nigga got upset. I guess apparently because Nipsey called him a snitch and told him to get out of the store. So Buddy came back with the heat, you know what I'm saying, popped Nipsey, popped some other cats that was with him, and ran off. Had a getaway car. They found him 20 miles away. You know what I'm saying? Now he locked up, awaiting trial.
Lawyer is fucking Christopher Darden.
A fucking O.J. Simpson thing.
How the hell can he afford that lawyer?
A fucking SoundCloud rapper.
That's question number.
I'm pretty sure he probably took it off. But why would you even take that? This man ain't got no money.
Bro, it doesn't make sense.
No.
This whole situation is iffy, bro. And I don't want to speak on no conspiracy theorist ass shit.
Yeah.
Because I'm letting the man rest, but his legacy will live on regardless. But the whole situation is iffy as hell.
Yeah, I think, and that's what's kind of, Rob Kardashian, shout out to Screen Time, seeing the comments. He said, I thought OJ Lawyer was Rob Kardashian. No, Rob Kardashian, who is, of course, the Kardashian, Kim Kardashian's father, who passed away some years ago. He was part of the team. And this guy we're talking about, he isn't OJ. He wasn't OJ's lawyer. He was on the prosecutor side.
Yeah.
I forgot the lady's name, white lady. He was on the state side. But Rob Kardashian was on the team of lawyers along with Paul Emerson. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Y'all know who the team of lawyers
is.
Right. I was in high school. You're right. But anyway, but he was part of the team. He wasn't OJ. He was OJ lawyer, but he wasn't the main one. That was Cochran. Cochran was the main lawyer.
Yeah,
And Shapiro and some other cats. They was all famous at the time. But anyway, I'm glad you said about the conspiracy thing, because my thing is just the reactions people have been having.
The reaction to the past. Because. Come on, man. This is a public figure. His family members and everybody see everything I posted about this man.
Right.
So to just jump off and just start yapping at the mouth about how you think he died, like you was in the motherfucking, like you were in the area.
Right.
Like you were
right.
in the situation.
Right.
It's just disrespectful as hell.
Right.
But it is iffy.
Yeah. I can say that. I think it's hard for people to understand you know what I'm saying? He was in the spotlight. I mean, my man's was, he was nominated for a Grammy
this year.
You know what I mean? Like, just a few months ago, he was at the Grammy. And so,
big things, whole career about to literally shift to the
spot right.
he wanted it to be.
After working hard and hard, like he came out in that 2009 era. So, yeah, with the Kendricks, with the J. Cole's, with the Big Crit. Like, I know y'all hear me saying about class of 2009, but, like, he came out of that era. I mean, he was literally on the freshman class 2010
yep.
cover.
Yep. J-Rock
with J. Cole and J. Rock Autumn yep. Boy. So when you think about him coming from that and he only now, even though he had been hustling, he was known and people were listening to him, like to have that, especially with the Grammy nomination, yep. it was like he was really gonna extend into getting like, you know what I'm saying, that guy. You know what I'm saying? To put him up there with the Wale's and the Big Sean's and the Kendrick, and so to see that he can get touched, especially somewhere where you would think he would be untouchable,
somewhere you think you're supposed to be comfortable,
right?
In your own hood, at your own establishment,
right?
In front of people you know, trust and love,
right? And then fuck nigga come and fuck that all up, and it's disheartening, man. Also, too, another thing I've been seeing, like, look, even though he rep, you know what I'm saying, being Crip, you know what I'm saying, he rep that lifestyle, isn't a reason for him to die or to say, oh, if he was out there selling all that Crip stuff, that's why he got popped. Like, no. And then second, clearly you want to listen to his music because his music was more than that. You know what I'm saying?
It's been more than that for a while.
Right. So, and granted, I admit, when he first popped off, I was like, all right, this is another Crippin' West Coast. You know what I'm saying? I kind of dismissed him because I was just like, because me growing up in the 90s, like, that's all you heard.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Especially in the mid-90s from, like, 92 to, like, 96.
Yeah, bang.
Everything coming out of the West Coast was banging on wax. So somebody my age, you kind of got, fatigue. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, even, like, with YG. Like, YG cool, but for me, the turnoff was just like, all right, you banging. You know what I'm saying? It's like to mention it. Like, Game kind of went hard, but he can go, like, hard about it.
Gee.
I mean, he
on the documentary he did, but that's
the Yeah. So it was just kind of like, with Nipsey, I admit, at first, I was that type. I was like, all right, he's super Crip. You know what I'm saying? But especially right before the project dropped, you know what I'm saying? Hearing songs before that, I was like, all right, nah, he really owns some shit, and he just not talking about that.
He was trying to better the community, bro.
Right. Right.
See, even when he was came out and he was cripping like heavy, his mind state was, you could see that it was changing.
Right.
During his whole process, you could see his mind state change.
Right.
Just from the little things he would talk about. I knew Nipsey was different when the way I heard about Nipsey Hussle was he was selling mixtapes, or his album, mixtape album, whatever they want to call it.
Right.
He was selling them. He was already big in his hood, in Crenshaw. He was already huge. So he was selling his mixtapes for $1,000 a pop. Only had 100 of them.
Right.
Supply and demand, one. That's marketing move.
Yep.
Mind already there. Bro.
Yep.
Ended up selling all of these, bro. Made $100,000 in order to start his record label.
Right.
In order to boost his career to the level that he went to, bro. Hustle is in that man's name for a reason, bro.
Right.
I ain't never heard no shit like that.
And that's what, and again, so if you think that, oh, because he was cripping, nah, this man was, he was deeper than that. And also, too, I know for me personally, being that, shout out to my man Genius, usually he pop up here, because he claimed blood or whatever.
Yeah, Genius.
Came with JC, who come from the West Coast, you know what I'm saying? And also, too, oddly enough, gospel rappers like Lecrae and Propaganda, you know what I'm saying? Show Baraka, they spoke on, you know what I'm saying, how Crips and Bloods, how it came about, what the initial reason for those gangs or those organizations, really, you know what I'm saying, how it kind of went left through the drugs, money, but the ideal of protecting our own, that's where it really stemmed from. So if you have a deeper or better understanding about it, again, I'm not co-signing it. That still is something I wouldn't do. Then again, I wouldn't join the frat either.
I say these things, you know? These two same two groups formed after the Black Panthers split.
Like, right.
That's literally how they started.
Right.
Crips was first, and the Bloods formed after that. But
right.
They were both made to boost the community.
Right.
Like, I can't
even remember from police brutality, which we're still dealing with now.
I wish I could remember the exact acronym right now, what CRIP stands for.
Yeah, I can't remember.
But it's like creating resources in, I can't even remember.
Yeah, we'll look it up.
Google it.
Yeah.
So goddamn, the actual acronym for CRIP is some deep shit, and he was really cripping.
Right.
To the core of it.
Right.
Like, not what gangbanging turned out to be, because it wasn't a gang at first.
It was for
the community.
It was for the community and protect the people, man.
A lot of people weren't protected.
Right. So, but anyway, you know what I'm saying? Man, RIP to Nipsey Hussle, man. It was a loss.
And the message will live forever, man.
Word. The marathon continues.
Definitely.
So, anyway, man, we can get into his next track. He was good, and we'll be back. We can interview my man. He's been doing this thing already. Y'all already see the personality. That's why I had him on here. You know what I'm saying? But we're gonna get back and learn a little bit even more about my man Facey. But before then, I'm gonna play this track by my man Rothoro. You know what I'm saying? He just drop a video tomorrow. I think it's the third one. You know what I mean?
Off his project. Too out there.
You know what I mean? So y'all check this out. Rothoro, take it there. This is the Enigma Stuff Hour. You got time, baby.
Big Dipper, call me Big Dipper. Shine like a constellation, hard on these niggas. Burn, get it, pop it, pin like a hand trigger. Stepping on the competition neck like a Sigma. High pleasure, never be a wax spitter. On time, every time with lyrics I deliver. Deliver that real, do that shit with no dilemma. Deliberately thrash, trash rappers all winter. All summer, year round. Ring the brother status, these clowns get shut down. Them suckers ain't no hitters, keep swinging and striking out. Me, I'm silver slugging with beats, I knock them out. Savage found my cash, need them M's in my bank account. Stack it till my bank account equals the bank's amount. Just start my own bank, black business is what it's about. Not breaking no luck, handling business is what I'm about. Like slinging newspapers, I'm working this paper route. Need my pocket stuffy, that paper not running out. Really taking action, I'm merely running my mouth. Time you can't recoup it, and I ain't wasting it now. Cause, my desire's a monster. I'm ready to take off like a rocket launcher. Yeah, see, success is a challenge, and I cannot rest until that challenge conquered. Yeah, it's a must I go in, it's a must I go in. I go in, I go bonkers. Yeah, control race, still a raging bull. No
bullshit, and that's how I choose to make my move. I'ma take it there, yeah, I'ma make it there.
Make it there.
I'ma take it there, yeah, I'ma make it there.
Make it there.
Dominating in the game, I ain't playing fair. Dominating in the game, I ain't playing fair. Non-stop to the top, moving non-stop. Steal you, gotta live your life how you wanna live. Can't let your hope get overcome by all your fears. It's brave to be yourself, not to copy peers. Some tend to walk and talk like they got puppeteers. I'm walking my own path, ain't no puppet here. And here are my intentions if they're not clear yet. I'ma take it there, yeah, I'ma make it there.
Make it there.
I'ma take it there, yeah, I'ma make it there.
Make it there.
All right, we are back. This is the Enigma Step Hour. You've been lying on the rock with my man Stacy. You know what I'm saying? On the podcast. Welcome, glad to have you, bro.
Yo, glad to be here, man. Always, always.
So I want you to finish your thought while we was off air. We listened to the podcast while the song was playing. We continued the conversation about, you know, saying Crips or whatever. You were saying how, you know, now the difference of the lifestyles, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like if,
depending on where you at.
If you don't know about gang culture specifically in the area, then you shouldn't be speaking on it in the first place, because gang culture differentiates in the area, especially
right.
LA, like Cali in general, because that's where it started.
Right.
That's literally the roots of it. So just think about and over there, the amount, like, it's different. Gang culture is blended, like Crips work with Bloods daily, bro.
Right.
Like, the respect level has changed, like, dramatically. No, people ain't just banging out here like that. That's the young cat.
Yeah. That's a lot of it, yeah. So even when Nipsey got hit, like, my thinking was, it must be a young cat. Like, I'm surprised it was somebody close to his age.
Yeah.
Because I was really thinking, like, this got to be, like, some 19-year-old who just don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. And then also, too, like, you know, being that, you know, hanging with JC, you know what I'm saying? What's up, Smurfy? And getting that understanding, because they grew up there.
Right.
So a lot of times I joke about it, but it's kind of like, because I know I don't know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I kind of fuck with them, because it's like, I don't know. Yeah. I'm from Tallahassee. And granted, you know, you got people that's, you know what I'm saying, doing it now. But yeah, growing up, wasn't nobody, nah, you from your neighborhood.
Exactly.
I'm from the south side.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But I wasn't like, one of those Crips, one of those.
Yeah.
Like, that's West Coast. So anyway.
But just in the industry alone, like, artists work with each other on a daily, like, why'd you just hit a song with Blueface?
Right.
Which is Crips and Blood.
Right.
Literally, Schoolboy Q is a Crip.
Right.
J-Rock
is
blood. Blooded out.
Right.
They're in the same camp, bro. They work with each other daily.
Right. Right.
Come on, man. Like, it's, things are changing. Nobody ain't just out here banging like that anymore.
Like I said, this is more of like, all right, I grew up in this neighborhood, I'm a rep, but ain't gonna kill nobody.
You ain't trying to lose your life over, man.
Exactly. I mean, again, that's what's tragic about, you know what I'm saying? Nipsey, because it's like, damn, I don't niggas in your own hood.
I seen a Boosie interview that said the people who gonna hate you the most are the people where you grew up at.
Right.
Because you came from the same predicament, the same background that they came from. But they see you doing something way bigger, your hustle a lot different than, and they realize, like, damn, that's something they could have been, and that shit transitioned into hate.
Yep. They really hate for themselves. A lot of times they hate you,
man.
They just hate themselves.
Somebody talking about you, that's a reflection of themselves.
Exactly.
Man.
Exactly.
Every time.
But getting to ourselves, and particularly you, you know what I'm saying? So I'll talk, bro. Like, I know of you,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? I've seen you perform around, you know what I'm saying? A lot of energy, you know what I'm saying? I see the tweets. I mean, I have to clutch my pearls. Like, like, bro, relax. People can read this. But no, so, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm genuinely, you know, interested, you know, getting to know who you are, how you got into the game. So, yeah, like, what made you say, hey, look, I want to take this Facey thing and make it to music?
All right, so I've been rapping since I was 12. But this, every time I tell people this, they never expect it. It's the funniest shit in the world, bro. So I literally started rapping because Bow Wow used to rap. And I was like, I can do that shit.
Yo, no, I fucked with that. Because I saw rapping, so I saw Biggie.
Yeah.
And I was like, shit, he's fat and ugly. I'm all right. So before then, it was LL Cool J. I thought you had a good-looking nigga in the rap. Right. You know what I'm saying? So I thought big. I'm like, oh, I ain't got to look sexy. I could be fat.
Yeah,
I just got to be dope. All right, bet. I'm going to give him his writing. I'm going to give him his
rap. I seen Bow Wow, and he was a kid. I was like, man. I had cornrows at the
right.
So legit, I was like,
bro,
I could do that, man.
Yo, y'all don't think I'm tripping. Look at that facey. I can see you with braids, bro. You looking like Riley from Boondocks. I can see you looking like Riley from Boondocks.
I wish I had a picture because that's actually on point.
I'm
fucking Riley with dimples. That's
right.
On point. Yo, I wish I had a picture right now. That's crazy.
I can see that. All right, y'all hold on for just a moment. We've been putting everything on pause. Go ahead and get the dope, bro.
Gotcha.
Hey, we live, bro. We are live on air. Y'all want to see Mama Rachel?
Hello. How you doing?
Hey, Ma, come on. You
I'm late.
You okay? Come on. I am not late.
Well,
happy birthday, Ma.
You got me. Oh, no.
Anyway,
I thought you
were
over.
No. You're almost at
11:30.
It's okay, Ma. This is Facey.
Right?
Facey, this is my mom.
Nice to meet you.
You want to come over here to the camera? Don't worry about it. I'm, y'all,
I'm 6 o'clock. You do this.
Real quick. This is my mama.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So, yeah, she crashed the party. It is what it is. She got live over here. Shout out to his fan base. You know what I mean? So, y'all say happy birthday to my mama. If y'all can tweet me, hit me up, at me. Look for me to follow. She'll be all right. So, yeah, that's what we're doing. So, yeah, you can go back over there. Just let you know.
I'm going to keep it at a minimal. I'm going to try
to. I'm going to go back here.
Okay. Yeah, man. It's live and direct. What we doing? It was up all crazy. Mama self. All right. Let's get back into it. So you had to talk about a while.
Man.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was like, fuck that shit.
I was young. I had to call. I was like, man, I could do that.
Right.
And legit, it started from there. I started rapping when I was 12, and I've been legit serious with it since that age.
All right, so like off top music, like
I've known what I wanted to do for a very long time.
Okay,
like a very long time, and I take that as a blessing.
Right.
So because a lot of people don't figure out what they want to do with their life till later on.
No, that's real.
Yeah.
Still them.
Yeah.
So, Who you say are your main influences?
Ooh. Method Man, huge influence.
Okay.
Huge influence. Growing up, my dad, like, when it comes to hip hop, my dad's from the up north, so born in New York, raised in Boston. So I grew up listening to Eric B. Rakim,
right,
Wu-Tang's, KRS.
Right.
I grew up listening to all that. But then, you know, I go to my cousin's crib.
Right.
And I'm listening to Hot Boys. Juvie is also a big influence. Master P, his business mindset is also a big influence of mine.
Right.
And then my mom, because I songwrite as well. So and sing a little something. But my mom, my group was Neo Soul out. So Jill Scott, India Ari,
right,
Erykah Badu, Lauryn Hill, Jagged Edge, Carl Thomas.
Like all the late 90s,
I grew up.
Your mama was playing that.
I grew up on all that. Bro, she was playing that funk in the car.
Yeah.
Isley Brothers, she's taking a little back farther.
Yeah.
So my influence comes from all around. And then my me being me, just being the weirdo that I am, reaching out and finding music on myself.
Right.
I have influences from other genres of music. Like Coldplay is a huge influence. Linkin Park is a huge influence.
Hey.
Jimi Hendrix is a fucking huge influence, man. It's a lot, bro. Like, but that just comes with being a creative, and because my mind is everywhere,
right.
And
right.
I write in different genres, man. Like my music, I don't think I got a genre yet.
Yeah, I kind of wonder because I know songwriters kind of remind me of, like, I remember when Kanye dropped 808s and Heartbreak.
Yeah,
and he was saying, speaking of Lil Nas X, that some of those songs he were writing like as if it was another genre. Like I know,
yeah.
What is it? Not Cold or something. Heartless.
Mm.
He's like, Heartless was a country song.
Mm.
And if you listen
to
it,
yeah,
like you hear the element. Hear the father, child is wrong. Right, right.
Told the story.
Right. Right.
I can hear the country vibe.
So I wonder, is that the same thing? Like when you go into a song, do you kind of like imagine, it, even though you may have a Dope Zacky beat, you got to go into it and be like, hey, I'm going to write it as if I'm writing for Tim McGraw.
No, it's not that process at all. Usually the beat tells me what I'm going to write about. Like every time, the beat gives me the whole vibe and lets me know what this song is going to be about every time. So I follow the beat more than anything. And I don't necessarily go into it like, yeah, I'm about to write this kind of song. I'm about to write a song that's more controversial. I'm about to write a song that's country or more pop. That shit literally just happened that way.
Right.
Yeah. And it's all on the beat.
All right. So, like, you listen to it. Like, do you, as I know some people, it's just the word, they get the words. Some people, like, write the hook first.
Mm-hmm.
And some people, like, I know JC, I'm snitching. Like, I know you say, he'll, like, hum or flow, you know what I'm saying, and kind of get to it.
Yeah.
But, like, how do you, like, when you initiate, you hear the beat, you know what I'm saying, you hear the, cause I know for me, like, I took the Michelangelo approach kind of the same way, where I feel like Michelangelo, he said when he saw this, when he saw, like, a rock, before he made a sculpture, he was like, he feel like the sculpture is already there. It's just for him to knock
it out.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So, like, once you realize, okay, I'm listening to the beat leading you, whatever. Like, what's, like, do you listen to the rhythm? Do you listen to try to get the flow? Or do you, like, yo, I'm going to get a hook so I know what kind of direction? Like,
I freestyle. I freestyle on the beat. Honestly, When I hear a beat multiple, because multiple flows run through my damn head.
Yeah.
Multiple, bro. So it's hard to pick one. It really is.
Yeah.
My mommy text me. Look at that.
Hey, all the moms coming up.
But yeah, it's literally hard to just pick a flow for me. So I freestyle to a beat on the topic that I've already chosen, that the beat's told me that I'm going to rap about.
Right.
And my song structure is so different. I could start writing on my phone, and those first four bars could turn into the hook later on down the line.
Right.
But at first, I'm just writing.
Right.
That's how I know I found a good beat or a beat that's fit for me, though. When I grab my phone, and all you see is this, and my thumb's doing this, and my hand doing this, that means...
That way, yeah.
And I'm just writing profusely.
Right. So that's just starting to flow. Now
yeah,
you're like,
yeah.
Oh, shoot, I'll fit this.
So after that, I thank my mom too. Like when I say I really was built for this, bro, it's really uncanny. It was a time period in my life where I told my mom made, I used to have to read books like and shit. So
right,
my mom got me this big ass Harry Potter book when Harry Potter first came out. Me being the goddamn smart mouth that I am, I was like, I'd rather read the dictionary.
Right.
She made me read the dictionary.
Well,
all right. So my vocabulary is extensive, and it helped a lot when it came to building my flow and
right.
using other words, like different synonyms to words that most people don't think of. So my writing process gets crazy.
Yeah. No, that's dope. And obviously, let me shout out my mom, because, again, it's kind of like the same story where I guess my grandma, we got rest of soul. Like she had like medical books,
mm-hmm.
So I used to like sit there and just be so bored. You know, I had Nintendo.
Right.
Like sit there and like read through the medical book and
try to
I would either try to figure out what words are by the context. That's pretty much how my brain works now. Well,
that's all words are, bro. Prefixes and suffixes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And once you understand those, you can understand any word.
Yeah.
Especially in the English language.
Right. So that's dope. I'm with you with I think our writing style is probably similar, even though you were out totally different better. My man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
But also too, so as you said, your pops, you know what I'm saying, from what north or whatever.
Yeah.
But you grew up in
Fort Myers, Florida, man. Yeah.
How was that?
Different. I've been an outball forever. Just from the way that I talk. I mean, I grew up smack dab in the hood. It ain't that.
Yeah, it is. If I'm correct.
Oh, Fort Myers is crazy. That's a little Pakistan.
Yeah.
Fort Myers is crazy.
They get crazy.
Fort Myers is called Little Pakistan.
Right.
And it got that name when all them countries was going.
Damn. Right, right. No, you see Miami over here, Fort Lauderdale, they're on this side.
Yeah, but Southwest is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like kind of in the pocket.
Yeah, Fort Myers small, too, so, you know, everybody know everybody, so when something go down, everybody know who did it.
Right.
Ain't nothing new. But I always stayed out of that mix, though, man. I don't want no troublemaker growing up.
Yeah.
I was rapping, bro. Like I said, I've been doing this since I was 12, bro.
Key Day.
Hey! Hey, girl.
239.
Late Key Day.
You know what I mean? So what brought you to Tallahassee?
School. I had a full scholarship.
Okay.
I had a full scholarship at FAM. But, school had me depressed as shit.
Been away from home.
I ain't been away from home, bro. It was just real, like, shit happening around the time. Like, I was staying with, first, I came up here 2011. Was doing fine in school, found out for some odd reason my I can't remember what the lady's called, Miss Yuli to be exact. She didn't tell me I needed 5 classes to keep my scholarship. I was only taking 4.
Dang.
So I got put on a hold and had to go back home for a semester. Came back up here in the summer, was staying with my cousins, fucking too many evictions.
Yeah.
That got me even more depressed. And eventually it got to a point where I was like, I gotta cut out one of these stress factors.
Right.
And it wasn't going to be my life, so cut fucking school out the picture.
Yeah.
And ever since, I've been rapping, man, but I took a lot of time to learn the business side of the music industry, which a lot of artists don't do.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, because, I mean, my thing when I was, you know, younger, whatever, coming up, my cuz, like, I wanted to study the game.
Yeah.
I always felt like you had to be...
You had to be a student before you can be a teacher.
Right. And I also feel like if you really, like, you want to be ahead, because I've said this before, like, if you blow up, like I said, even if you were to blow up now,
right,
you probably won't get the attention until late 2020 or 2021.
Like that.
But if you're doing some old shit, like, by the time you blow up, it's going to be even more dated. So you want to be ahead of the curve. So when you get on, you already... Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You're already running, and that's what labels looking for.
Right.
Back in the day, you was able to come in the game, not know anything. Now labels are looking for people who have already built themselves up, who already built their own brand up.
Right.
So.
Again, shout out to Nipsey Hussle, man, because that's what he did, man.
No, he was big on branding. He spoke that back in 2009 when he had the long break.
Right. Right.
Right. He had the long one.
Looking like,
man.
Yeah, I can't think. My brain is anyway. Moment took off my energy, man. Yo, we're gonna get to two of Facey's tracks, man. You know what I'm saying? So y'all can understand, you know what I'm saying, what this man coming with. We're gonna come back and see what he got planned, and you know what I'm saying, what y'all can expect and how y'all can get in contact with him so y'all can become fans of Papa Face, aka Facey. So this is the Nick Myself Hour. You got time, baby.
I got the sauce, I got the juice, nigga, I got the squeeze. Oh, true. trip. That boy your boss, nigga, that boy your fool, nigga, that boy your fame. All trip, Jerry Curl, the way I drip, drip, with a grip, quick dip shit. Ever since I put the snip, snip on your bitch, click, no shit. Niggas get exposed, it's a nip slip. All trip, don't trip. The OG show me how to make the dope flip. I can turn a quarter to a whole brick. Special kind of candy for that nose trip.
Nose trip.
Now put one of me under your lip. I am drugs, loudy loud, nigga, buy applause. But you still hear us, schizophrenic. See your flow, but it's been titanic. No GMO, all this shit organic. Don't flinch or panic, I grip two. And you shake it with the tools, you a new mechanic. Sit shit, stoop kid, never leave it stupid. Let's see inflicting damage, conflicted savage. But watch me manage like on ringside at a WWE fight. To the west, bring it back to the east side. We live, got this honey with me like a beehive. If I ever leave, should be deprived of the D-I-C-K, Mike. D-I-E-A, baby, here's a revive. Fucking with this beer like a cellular device. I live loose and sleep tight like all night, all right. Feeling like I ate the hero all night. Nigga, this that wall white. Pure from my face, it formulated. There's a four places for the pop by women fornicating. For my entertainment and the sailor silent. And my monarch, I'm just demonstrating all the fucking patience that it takes for me to elevate it. My foot should be celebrated. Worship live, action, been reanimated. Licking in the mirror like a day we made it. Nicky, nicky, nicky for the bitch. Waiting patient for the bitches going crazy for the lean back, blast from the. All a nigga know is the hustle. Treat the pool like the gym, nigga, get it off the muscle. You ain't talking money, nigga, fuck. Jab to your nose for you think to a butter bar built for the tough. Hands get used to the niggas in my finger. New to the trigger, if it's violence, I'ma bush. 4 miles bread in the jungle, big dog came with a muscle. All trip, the leaky faucet, frequent trips to the dentist. You see me flossing, decent strip with the grits. We eat like this often, I feel like Michael. When I'm in the office, now I'm really spazzing. I'm the Creed type, you are no assassin, but you're so suspicion. Under the sea, like fish shit, strip, drip, bitch. On that I bang just my ifness in it. Crazy, I'm with babies like an infant. In an instant, I can end all existence. No matter the distance, consistently persistence. Saki is my witness. Don't set your head like your eyes and lips is. You gon' need lips just to fix this, baby. Rap game made me. Wheezy F, baby, not an F, it's for fancy. I just took my flow off safety. All trip, I got the sauce. I got the juice, nigga, I got the squeeze. All trip, that boy your boss, nigga. That boy your fool, nigga, that boy your fiend. All trip, Jerry Curl. The way I drip, drip, get a grip quick. Dip shit, ever since it's with the snip, snip. When your bitch click, no shit. Niggas get exposed, it's a nip, slip. All trip, walk with the, walk with the, walk with the. All trip, walk with the, walk with the, walk with the. All trip, walk with the, walk with the, walk with the. All trip, walk with the, yeah, yeah. All trip. Bass. Beast mode, you can get shot like a free throw. Walked in this bitch with a cheat code. Knock, knock, thumb on the peephole. Need to fuck them up, that's my free code. Ooh, yeah, get low. Got the sweating bullets when I creep slow. Pocket racket pop on, then I reload. Came with the fire, catch a heat stroke. 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 Catch a. Ooh. I play for keeps, yeah. That 38 under my pillow, only way I can sleep, yeah. And you know that ain't no love in these streets, yeah. The block getting hot, it's been cussed around my spot by the week, and mama said that talking is cheap, I smell the bullshit, man, it reeks every time that you speak, and papa said, face, practice what you preach, yeah. I'm only pussy if they say you are what you eat, whoa, put them to sleep, hit them in the head when you pull out the stick, leave them bloody red, nigga, empty the clip, said what I said, but I came with some lip, sauced up swag, but I came with the drip, came with the, heat of the Nina, turn him from a baller, now he ballerina, I look like a king in the hood, it's my kingdom, they never respected this, they never seen him, call me Facey Cena now. Mandy, I roll with a reaper now. Just might be Billy Boy, I'm the GOAT. I do not care if y'all sick or drown. Dijonair with the sticky. Boy, I be puffing that penny proud. And it's pretty loud, but it blocks out all the screaming sounds. Can you hear me now? Bow. Came with the fire, catch a heat stroke. 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 Bodies gon' flop if I pop it. Heard you the plug on the socket. Came with that fight that was sobbing. If I up my five niggas strapping like flash, that's 10-4 nigga Roger that copy. I don't wanna hurt nobody, but one of you fuck.
fuck niggas try me. I'ma have to hurt somebody, yeah. Old man chickens driving in that jalopy. Pull up on your block and catch me a body. That bitch kick back like karate. That bitch kick back like we chillin'. Masked up with your casket beside me. I've been feeling out a couple death wishes. All my niggas calling me, shit, he got me. Looking down on y'all, don't happen to knock it. I'ma tear that super black flame from the rocket. Fuck your water, boy, your wife couldn't stop it. Susuno boy, ooh, I feel like Itachi. I'ma fuck around and murder the village. Just to show your pussy clash, y'all ain't body. Chemical S got your boy feeling dry. See my dog said, let's get rough like you're routed. Playing Moan, Johnny Storm when I'm rhyming. Keep that human torch on me when I'm riding. It's so hot cause I'm spitting hot fire. Die line times five, I be wildin'. Die line five times, you just spider my god. I came with the fire, catch a heat stroke. 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 Came with the fire.
We're back. This is the Hit Myself Hour. Here with my man Facey. You just heard Drip and Heat Stroke. You know what I mean? And man, as I say, he's gonna drop a video, the visuals for
The visuals for Heat Stroke coming out at the same time the song drop. You can be expecting that late April, early May.
Dope. So also too, now that you know where you came from, you know, mm-hmm. Also too, shout out to Grandpa, the Jamaican
roots.
You know what I mean? Now that Ras Class Bamba Man, Wake Man. That's all I got, man. So what else can they expect? You know, got songs and got a video. What else?
So for this year, you can expect shows from me. I got a show this month, April 18th, right here in Tallahassee at The Junction. You can follow my page for that info. And as far as that, this year you can expect a lot of singles and a lot of videos. Because right now, my whole thing is I'm building content.
Work.
Like, I'm not dropping. My next project ain't coming until I got 40-plus songs, original beats.
Okay.
Because that's the wave that I've been on. Oh, I forgot to say that. I got locked up earlier.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going for, like, a good 6 months. But I came out with a different mind state. And every song that I did prior to that is I chop them up for parts every now and then. But,
yeah.
They erase from memory at this point because original beat, original content, that's the way you get revenue.
Right.
So it got to a point where I was like, all right, I need to start making revenue off of this. This is what what I've already told myself I'm going to be doing for the rest of my life. So and I already know that I need original beats for this. So shout out to Dos Zackies.
Word.
Me and that boy be working. And that's all I'm going to say on that.
Yeah. No, that's really important, man. Because I think
I consider him like my personal producer, man.
I think that's important too. You know, and having somebody we can vibe with, they can create a sound. That's what people are gonna want to.
And that's exactly what we're doing, bro.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we're doing. We're creating a sound that ain't been heard, man.
Right.
Something new. Like right now, I consider myself I'm going through a little bit of a rebranding process.
Right.
Because a lot of people know me as, Facey, but a lot of people from one of my projects called The Goddamn Guru. So they know me for a lot of lyrical conscious shit, which is nothing wrong with that. But I'm a very versatile artist.
Right.
So I just don't want people to expect that from me all the time. So with my next project it's going to be different. It's going to be more fun.
So like Facey wants to be an enigma. you think about it.
In the words of Patrick Starr, the inner machinations of my mind are an enigma. Shout out to SpongeBob and rest in peace to the creator.
You know what I mean? why are we laughing after the rest of the season?
Nah, it was just I laughed after SpongeBob. SpongeBob
always makes me laugh, man. It's one of my favorite shows on TV. That's not SpongeBob. That was too old. SpongeBob came out. I was already like 20.
Hey, you ain't never too old, SpongeBob.
Kitty show. SpongeBob was a grown folks. Trust me. Watch your hand. We tripping because it's late. How can the people get in contact with you, bro?
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. What other social media is out there? Spotify. You could just search, for Facebook, for social medias in general, you could just search Facey. F-A, like a face with a Y at the end. Put three underscores after it, only three, and I'll pop up. Once again, that's Facey, like a face with a Y, three underscores, and I'll pop up on a streaming network, so Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple Music, Tidal, whatever it is that you use. Got them LimeWire, if you still long.
Wow, those are all
wires.
Right.
If you long that, all you got to do is type in Facey, and I will pop up. I am the only Facey.
Yeah. Also, too, if you're watching the YouTube, you look down below in the comments, I'm going to have all his contact information, so if you want to get in contact with him, follow him, you can do that. You know what I'm saying? Follow him, my man, hit him up. You know what I'm saying? Have a conversation. My man out here trying to build content.
Yeah, you know, I'm very open, and I'm not scared. I'm not afraid to talk at all, you know.
And you're a dope brother.
Chat it up. Appreciate it, man. You're dope as well. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate that.
It's a dope moment. It's my first podcast.
Word. I get that a lot.
Yeah.
Either it's my first interview or the first. Yeah. But that's why I created the platform.
Right. Right.
And I want people to kind of be that practice.
Yeah.
So when you do something legit, you know,
yeah, like, I feel like I think good. I'm real. Like I'm always real comfortable, and I'm always able to go off the fly. Like I'm real good at improv.
Yeah, my mom crashed the party. You know what I mean? So that was that's never gonna happen ever again. I don't think anybody's gonna get that. So no, that's dope, man.
Monumental moments, man.
Right. So
that's three M's. Monumental moments.
Hey. So if we'll get out of here, first I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about this. Gotta give RIP to Kurt Cobain. In 25 years since his death. Granted, people didn't know he died when he died. They didn't discover his body until like 2 days later. Yeah. But I think it's fitting, at least for me, because a lot of people have been saying in regards to Nipsey Hussle that they kind of understand what it must have felt like with Pac and Big.
Yeah.
But for me, even though it was shell-shocking in regards to Pac and Big died, what really affected me was when Kurt died.
Word?
Yeah, because I was, like, Nirvana is what got me into rock and roll. Before then, I thought it was just white people.
Hey, Nirvana. Fucking Nirvana.
Yeah. So, and I remember, like, I think that was, like, the first night I stood up, like, all night. I'm on fire listening, like, ooh, you stood up. it was shell-shocking. Like, he was, I guess, like, my Elvis, my Janis Joplin, you know what I'm saying, all that in regards to, you know, you look up somebody,
yeah,
to their music. Granted, he was a trash human being for the most part, but I still, like, I understood the abandonment, understood the feeling like an outcast,
yeah,
feeling like, you know, not having a place in the world, and that's what his music, spoke to, you know what I'm saying, those that...
And he left a mark on you.
Yeah, definitely did.
You can't deny that.
And so, it's kind of crazy because his death anniversary lands on my mom's birthday. So, even for me to remember that.
Yeah.
But, again, today marked 25th anniversary. So, shout out to his music, man. Peace out to Courtney Love, his wife, Francis Dean, his daughter. Yeah, the rest of the band. I mean, still years later, it still affects you. So, in that regard, I can understand. So, for those that, you know, especially younger cats who are dealing with the passing of Nipsey, trust and believe, like, it doesn't go away. If you, like, especially if you was a fan,
right?
And right, for this to happen, and that's why.
One more thing about being a fan, too, even if you ain't listening to Nipsey Hussle music like that, he was respected way beyond his music.
Right.
People were fans of him just because of him being the person that he was in his community.
Right.
Which is even bigger than the music, if you ask me.
Right.
So stop coming at people saying, "Oh, you ain't a fan. You just listen to
him."
Yeah, one, keep, even if you is just listening to it because he passed away, keep on listening because he owned his masters.
Damn right.
All that proceeds and all that money going back to his family. All 100% believe that.
Fuck, nigga, to somebody.
Yeah.
So anyway, my man gotta go. Yeah, you got places to go, and we're gonna play one more track. And then we're going to get up out of here, which is actually, when I think about it, it's kind of inappropriate.
Last track.
Right. So much death due to gun violence with Kurt Cobain and Nipsey Hussle. I'm going to play Reloaded from my man, Stessy MC, featuring C-Red, who got a project dropping next week. And my man, formerly known as Prince of the God, Joshua
Dabrowski.
Beats by Backpack Beats, plus by DJ A to the L. So we're going to end it with that.
All the bros.
You know what I mean? And I'm in the video.
All the bros.
Basie. I'm in the video. So this is the Beat Myself Hour. You got time, baby. We out. Peace.
These bars may start a coupe de tie. You done signed beyond the average coup de gras. That's word to God, it's the avant-garde. My joints get to the point fast like on guard. Still shoot for the moon, but we not those stars. Bled through my pen like Christ bled through these scars. Truth to form, in the rain we won't dissolve. Calculate not improv, the bomb like aerosols. Now I'm not scared of y'all. Y'all raps is corny, I done read those books. It's the same old story, I had dreams. I grow up to be Barry Gordy. Instead I gotta stop and say for my next pair of Jordans, wait in line, I'm Ice T. It's 6 in the morning, Judas tried to play me out. Should've listened, he told me that Ish is the truth. Kill him with coup. God is my witness, like Rakim's in the booth.
I'm the underground king, motherfucker.
My balls and my word is all I have.
I'm the underground king,
motherfucker. No man can go against me.
I'm the underground king,
motherfucker. Showing the things that I got what it takes.
I'm the underground king,
motherfucker.
The world is mine and can't nobody keep it from me.
I used to bump knives with the volume low, music barely audible. So the fact I like street rap was what my pops ain't know. My parents were a doctor and a lawyer like the Cosby Show, but they played that Nat King Cole and Bing Crosby, so I fell in love with audio. Felt it in my cardiovascular, said I'd just be a passenger for the soul. Then I realized the dope would have drastically undersold. And homie, I got that flame, ain't no matching me on the flows of catastrophe. Actually, they theatrically asking me to leave passively, cause my anatomy got kitties bugging. I'm spitting like Biggie's cousin. They hear it and give me loving and see me for what I am instead of what I clearly wasn't. That's dope, and cast hope there'll be a shift in the game. Epiphanies reign, and those who really gifted can hang and make it better. Till then I'll be bumping the 18th letter, because we come too far now to ever let her.
I'm the underground king,
motherfucker.
My
balls and my word is all I have.
I'm the underground king,
motherfucker. No man can go against me.
I'm the underground king,
motherfucker.
Showing the seeds that I got what it takes.
I'm the underground king,
motherfucker.
The world is mine and can't nobody get it from me.
Fiending for microphones, the vote to my tech is a prone to the illegitimate sounds of the rhymers unknown. Thirsty for traps and the fattest rat of man is to come attack with the warring way of the block. Build a minstrel of acts, my face never a black and my dance never a tap. For I and I is the guide of the holy tour of the life. It was written in raps that taken over this fold up and show with those who have sold all the souls, slithering shiver cold. Like a serpent, the words is more than a verb, describing an action, an adjective. For we take over herds and let the bells ring, sound of a champion. The winner of mine is a god that's taking over the blind, seeing the sight and the light is forever bright. No, the plight is not in my life. My insight changes the day from night. Out of the darkness sparked a rebellion. The revolution of men is in. Men is killed when the men will win.
I'm the underground king,
motherfucker.
My balls and my word is all I have. I'm the underground king,
motherfucker.
No man go against me. I'm the underground king,
motherfucker.
Showing it.